A reading from the book of Genesis. The word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram. I am your shield. I will make your reward very great." But Abram said, "O Lord God, what good will your gifts be if I keep on being childless and have as my heir the steward of my house, Eliezer?" Abram continued, "See, you have given me no offspring, and so one of my servants will be my heir." Then the word of the Lord came to him, "No, that one shall not be your heir. Your own issue shall be your heir." The Lord took Abram aside and said, "Look up at the sky and count the stars, if you can. Just so," he added, "shall your descendants be." Abram put his faith in the Lord, who credited it to him as an act of righteousness. The Lord took note of Sarah as he had said he would. He did for her as he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time that God had stated. Abram gave the name Isaac to this son of his, whom Sarah bore him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive an inheritance. He went out, not knowing where he was to go. By faith, he received power to generate, even though he was past the normal age, and Sarah herself was sterile. For he thought that the one who had made the promise was trustworthy. So it was that there came forth from one man, himself as good as dead, descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sands on the seashore. By faith, Abraham, when put to the test, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was ready to offer his only son, of whom it was said, "Through Isaac, descendants shall bear your name." He reasoned that God was able to raise even from the dead, and he received Isaac back as a symbol. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, "Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord." Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him in his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and glory of your people Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise in many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This is taken from our Gospel passage. Simeon said, "For my own eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all the peoples." Giving back. It was said after a busy Christmas season and a very good season done by many stores, the money was all taken to the bank. And there was a dollar bill and a $100 bill that was left out and just laying next to each other. And they struck up a conversation. And somehow in this conversation, they were asked the question, "Where have you been?" So the $100 bill went first and said, "Well, first of all, I was a tip at a very exclusive and fancy restaurant where a man was going to propose to his fiancée and ask for marriage. And another time I was down in Orlando with the family and they were having a nice vacation at Disney World. And another time I was over in Europe and I was helped to be a down payment for a nice place for a couple where they were staying." And he went on and on and on and basically was said all the places where he's been and been throughout the world. Well, when he stopped, nothing more was said, and the dollar bill didn't say anything. So finally the $100 bill said to the dollar bill, "Well, where have you been?" "Church, church, church, church." Now today I'm not going to talk about tithing our financial resource back to the Lord, which would probably be good a time to do so. But rather, I'd like us to take a look at another sort of tithing, a tithing that we find exemplified in the lives of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph. Our Gospel passage for today is what's called the Presentation, one of the fourth mystery of the Joyful Mysteries. It was custom at the time that the firstborn male was to be given back to God. He was dedicated to God to be a service to God, to people. And so Joseph and Mary wanted to fulfill the law. And so 40 days after the birth of the child, the firstborn male was to be dedicated to God. And so they went then to do this dedication, to offer their son to God. Now, in that doing so, they came across two individuals that we heard, Simeon and Anna. Simeon was a man, we're not quite sure if he was a priest or not, it doesn't say that, but he had some sort of function in the temple. He was there probably a great deal, and it had been promised to him that he would see the glory of Israel was to come. And so when he saw the child Jesus and the child Jesus was given to him to offer to God, he uttered that very beautiful prayer and said to God, "Now your servant can rest in peace." He was blessed that he was going to be the one to see indeed that God's promise would be fulfilled, that he had sent the Redeemer and the Savior. But then he turns to both Mary and Joseph and tells them how this child will affect their lives and affect the world. But he pinpoints Mary directly and said, "Your heart is going to be pierced because of what he will have to do, undergo terrible distress and even death itself." But that did not stop Mary and Joseph from offering their son to God. Yes, indeed, they were blessed, as it was seen. If God had blessed you, then in return you offer the firstborn male back to God. Mary and Joseph could have said, "This child is ours, he will stay in our home." But they realized that he was called to do something far greater for his heavenly Father. And the other person we heard about is Anna, and again, we don't know very much about her other than she was quite elderly. We said she was 84, and at that time you were ancient because people didn't live that long. But it is also said that she was a prophetess. So she probably had heard, too, of the great mystery that God's plan might be fulfilled soon one day, and probably seeing of all the commotion and all that was taking place, she realized that indeed that God's promise would now be fulfilled, and she, too, was blessed. As I said earlier, what I hope that we would recognize is this, is that the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph give us the example of giving back to God. They gave their very lives to the will of God, and they gave their son Jesus back to the Heavenly Father to have him do what he would want him to do in his will, is to bring salvation and redemption. So perhaps it can be asked of us, do we give back to God and tithe back to God as we should? When I grew up, along with many of you of the older generation, you're asked to make every day a morning offering. Then what could you do that day to give back to God? I hope that we can still continue to ponder and reflect upon what can I give back to God for the blessings that he gives me. It's only right that we give back to God, whether it be financially, spiritually, or works of mercy, that we give back to God for his blessings that he has shown us. I hope that you always use the example of Mary, Joseph, and the Holy Family, people who gave back to God, people indeed who wanted to love and serve God. And in loving and serving him, you'll find even greater the depths of God's love for you. Before I was ordained a priest of this diocese told me, he said, always be charitable. He said, your blessings will come back to you more than you can ever imagine. And I have found that true in my life. I hope it will be found true in your life as well. Let us make the example of the Holy Family one of our own, to give back to God, to see what one I can do today, to carry on the work of God in the world today, as we await for the fullness of salvation and redemption to come when his son Jesus will come again.